everybody to Every Week Casts with Monster Girls, the number one Monster Girl podcast on the planet. Presumably, I've not researched the matter. It's me, Russ Walsh, once again, as always. With me again is co-host Alan Black. Welcome, Alan. Yo. Action Alan on Twitter. And we're bringing a special gas giant onto the show. He's
ghastly.
Like a supernova, he's quickly burning out. Well, in celestial terms, not so much human terms. I don't know.
This is a great intro.
Pack Ben Pack, he's back at it again, living the dream, living it up, and he is elated, excited, and ready for some Monster Girl action. Are you ready?
You didn't tell me what this podcast was.
And so forth and so forth. We're living it up, living the dream. I promise on this episode we are not going to talk about Cousin Skeeter being cuckolded by Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy again. That was inappropriate. My mom heard it and she told me not to do that anymore.
Russ got grounded. He's only now just got ungrounded. He got his internet privileges
back. She took away his Crunchyroll password.
Yeah. Don't say it on air, even though most people use it already. But anyway.
That's not true. Russ only uses his Crunchyroll account for him, not everybody else.
But don't look on. Luckily, my mom's only looked through it once, and she doesn't understand half the titles, so we're fine. She doesn't even know what Emocho is. Speaking of Emocho or whatever, this is an anime. It's Monster Girls. It's huge. It's powerful. And we're going to be talking over it.
They are huge and powerful.
That's true. They almost kill people several times. And the horny bomb, which we'll discuss at a later point. So, anyway, so yeah.
You'll see, Ben.
Yeah, you'll see. So, yeah, we're going to watch an episode and talk over it, like usual, right?
Okay, yep. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to do a 3-2-1 play. And whenever I say play, click play. And then we'll all sync it up so you at home can listen while we're talking along with us. Like we're riffing over a track of sorts.
Yes.
Yes. So, if everybody's ready, 3-2-1. One, play.
Let's jam! Rolling Star! Hey, I didn't know the show had
Elements
pod.
Of
Am I right? It's for you stoner kids out there.
So can you guys in like 2 seconds sum up everything I've missed?
So they're all Monster Girls and they live with him and they want to fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
They're horny. They're horny and they're ready. So you just got a taste of what makes the show so good.
Okay, so, shot of her crotch at 17 seconds, no sign of external genitalia, smooth like a baby doll, like a Barbie doll? Continuity error, who knows?
I'm waiting for the Blu-ray, we'll find out on the Blu-ray.
I'm looking at my notes right now, I gave this,
See, the fire is a metaphor for the spirit and passion of youth, which I think the show really encapsulates. And, it's one of its strengths.
And here's a good fantasy.
Yeah. This is he's actually very well animated right now. That was some Ralph Bakshi shit. Bakshi being...
So, Ben, do you have any questions about this?
No. It's pretty elephant.
He's going to mount her through the butt, so that says something, Alan. Wait.
I don't know about that. You don't know that.
So he's just going to run his genitals on the like through her like weird butt thing?
So does he
It's called frottage, Russ.
Frottage.
Does he not like her? Or any of them? Or... What's his excuse?
He does, but just not that much.
What does he do for a living?
He doesn't... He
doesn't do anything.
Oh,
I think he gets paid.
God damn it. If only this was Kanye West's Monster. It's just... It's getting on my fucking nerves at this point.
So, Ben, we'll sum this up for Ben while the credits are running right now. So, all these Monster Girls live with him, and he gets paid by the government, I think, to keep them there? Or maybe that's later on. They're, like, exchange students,
no,
but not
they're
really.
Pretty much, like, they're... forcing him into marriage with one of them at this point.
Is monster polygamy legal in this universe?
Here's Mia the Lamia, the number one girl.
He has to pick one.
Poppy the Harpy, she's not a daddy dom, no matter what some say.
I don't... Mm-hmm.
Here's Centauria, Saria. Oh, Ben, do we have a fan?
Well, we'll see.
hold on, Ben, you haven't seen them all yet.
I know, I'm just...
There's Sue, she's a slime.
Yeah, here's Mero the mermaid.
She just looks like a human. Oh, never mind.
How are you?
Oh, no, I'm not a fan of this.
Not a fan of what?
Well, she hasn't been introduced yet. She's not really in this one.
She's
and
a
by
great
this,
character.
I mean everything I'm seeing.
What? No, this is all good stuff. Sorry.
Gonna, good shit.
You're going to not put my real name on this, right?
Well, whatever. We'll see.
I'll tag you on Twitter, and I'll probably contact your employer on Instagram or something. LinkedIn. Here's the horny bomb, the most powerful technique the Monster Girls can summon. Becomes a lot more
only
important.
Only Goku
in the
is the only person who can. Only other person who can do this.
Oh.
Oh boy.
I'm upset.
What? No, this is good stuff. Listen, sometimes people get upset at stuff. Some people got upset at Miss Havisham at the beginning of Great Expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just...
And I'm having some great expectations for this show.
Or like they got upset at Ernest P. Riley. What's the name of the guy in
Confederacy
of Dunces? Mm-hmm. Ignatius J. Riley. I talk about him every
week. Nobody's going to get upset at me, though, when I murder you for making me do this.
Ignatius J. Riley was not murdered. What?
No, I'm going to murder you, Russ.
Oh boy, look at that sweater. Yeah, you can't make that sweater better. Why does he have eyes? See.
Oh, I noticed this. His eyes stick around for an unusually long amount of time.
Wait, is he not supposed to have eyes?
Well, see how his eyes are right now, where they're just two empty white voids?
Yeah.
That means he hasn't been touched by original sin, like others.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. He's pure.
But sometimes it overcomes him.
Yeah.
Where'd you get a blanket that big?
Feelings on Mia so far, Ben.
What?
What do you think about Mia, the snake girl that we've met that you've seen?
I think that she's a sin. And shouldn't be allowed on this planet.
I think she's beautiful.
Oh,
and
like
strong.
Like the serpent from the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, you're being tantalized by her, but you're also afraid.
You know, a lot of people said the apple is a metaphor
for a vagina or something.
Yeah, and I think this show is actually that. Have you guys considered that this is an allegory for
the
Garden of Eden
in the background? Shut up, Ben. What do you think about her teddy bear collection in the background? Is that like a fucked up egg?
What kind of fucked up egg is that? Is that some sort of like Pokemon or
I don't
something?
No, is that one of the things he's trying to fuck?
No. There's a lot of things he might be kind of trying to fuck, but that's not one of them.
Wow, what's with these eyes?
Yeah, I know. He has them for like at least 30 seconds
ears?
At a time.
Yeah, his ears are a little fucked up too. Don't worry, that'll be fixed on the Blu-ray.
Wait, who's that?
That's Smith. She's
the government.
That's
the government bureaucrat. Yeah.
I like her. She's a human.
She's the worst girl.
We hate
her
because she's a human.
She'd be great on any other show, but...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mia's so cute here. Look at that.
This is upsetting.
Yeah, you're upsetting.
Ben, I hope by the end of this episode you shed your preconceived notions of Monster Girls.
I hope you...
Much like she has to shed her skin?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was pretty on the nose, but...
What's
cooking? God damn.
This is the worst thing.
I gotta take
thing
a
I've,
shower real quick.
This
guys.
Is literally the worst thing I've ever seen.
Hold on.
And I told
it's
you
not over yet.
I told you before the show that I was going to be playing up how angry I was. That I was wrong. This is genuine anger.
You're literally
Wait,
loving
you
this.
Got to the end yet,
hey, by the way, the end of her tale is an erogenous. So.
Mm-hmm.
If
yes.
I was like,
okay, now look at that butt. Hold on,
but hold on.
No butthole there. She can't poop out of there.
Do you have
Hence
any notes
cloaca.
On this? By the way, do you have any notes so far?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. The whole shedding scene. Good shit. Good shit. That's some good shit right there. If I do say so myself. 100 emoji. 100 emoji. That's what I'm talking about right there. Good shit.
Oh boy, this is too much. If your mom's in the room, tell her to leave right now.
Oh, mom. Get out.
Mom. Get... Oh no.
Russ's mom ungrounded him just so he could watch this episode. So
being turned on by him ripping her skin off.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really feel the dead. You can feel the. Hold on.
So everybody thinks they're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
But this
but
is
what
even
actually going
more,
on is totally wholesome.
More passionate and intimate.
In a way.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't really know what sex is still yet. My mom won't tell me. But I'm assuming it's something
or skin
like
peeling.
This. Oh, that's her
Russ,
panty.
You know, sometimes when, you know when you get glue on your fingertips and you let it dry, then you peel them off? I think this is kind of like that.
I usually don't get the glue on my fingertips. I bring it right to my mouth and start clurping it down.
Mm-hmm.
This is... I don't want to be associated with this.
Really enjoy this.
This is good shit.
If I was in a room with you right now, I'd walk out.
You see, you could just hit the call here right and now. Send us the MP3. So far, just leave. But you know what? You won't.
I'm honestly considering it.
You're addicted.
If this goes... my main concern is this is only 7 minutes in. How do they top this?
How can they get better? Good. Well, you'll see.
Oh boy! Oh yeah, baby! Oh my god! Oh shit! Look at that dialogue.
I don't like it. No, hold on. I was totally cool with this, but I don't like Russ's noises that you just made. I watched this myself earlier today, riding lunch.
Why don't people just watch porn if they want this?
Because they're not
this is wholesome,
gorgeous thing. Beautiful wholesome monster girls. You take this to church, watch some Veggie Tales and some Monster Musume. Fucking watch some Larry Boy in this.
Watch some Davy and Goliath in here.
Wow. Whoa,
yo, he's pretty well in shape.
He's like hell. He has to be to survive living with these people.
Yeah.
Where are all the other ones?
They'll show up. You'll see.
They're hanging out. They're out and about. Do it. Whoa.
Yeah, that's all right, that was pretty funny. I like this.
So I think we all know what happened here.
See, there's no like weird sounds going on. It's just some goofs.
Oh boy,
that was a cool sound.
That was. Is that are they married now, Alan? I don't know. My mom
in some countries, yes.
Oh. I'd eat it.
This looks fucking good. What are you talking about? This looks like something I get at Denny's.
Yeah. Is that the Thang Burger?
I can't wait for the Monster Girl Slam at Denny's.
The Centauria Slam. The Moons Over My Mia. Mm.
I wish I knew all their names so I could be making these
goofs
with
you. Look at her ears. That's cute.
Look at her fucking ears wiggle. That's good.
It's funny because his eyes still have disappeared even in detail shot.
Maybe his eyes are just rolled back in his head and that's why we can't see them.
Do you have any notes, Alan, on this?
Let's see. Three twinkling emojis, two okays, 200s, and then one hard eyes emoji. for her ear wiggle. Oh, there's the other ones.
Hey, there they are. Look at her. Mia's having the time of her life.
Yeah.
Do we answer the questions during the show or after?
After we reflect and ponder our lives.
Has my life been a rousing success? No, it hasn't, but is Monster Mia really elated some of that? They're all fucking dead. Snake.
Good.
The slime girl doesn't have a soul, by the way. That's really bizarre. Yeah. But
that's a good shot.
These fucking horny ghosts.
Here we go. Hold on.
Where's the
not this?
Where's the like weird perv shot?
This.
It's just
this is
top tier. Okay.
Licking an egg.
You know me. I love the lick eggs, so me and Mia can agree on this.
I love licking eggs.
Look at that blue powder sweatshirt. That guy's looking
look,
fucking
she just
cool.
Said, she just said you must be tired from work. Is she in a wheelchair?
Yeah, because
she's
a mermaid.
Yes, she's a mermaid.
Oh,
I don't like that.
She can walk fucking around. She can't walk around. Oh, do wheelchairs make you feel uncomfortable? Some sort of guilt or something, Ben?
No, because it's like in there to be a weird fetish for someone.
Why, when you're riding around your fucking Google bus living on a high horse... looking down at the little people, some people gotta find ways to get around. You're like one of those guys who's like, well,
she's not in the wheelchair most of the time. She's usually in a pool or something.
I like Sue.
I wish they would murder me.
That's
instead
all.
Of
me too. Yeah, but in an erotic way.
Here's Poppy. She's a fan favorite. One of the more literary characters.
She's gonna lay an egg. Man, Sue's just loving that stick. She's just waving around.
It reminds me of me when I was but a child.
Oh, this fucking
guy.
I remember this guy.
I like this guy a lot. This guy.
You see, is it kind of like a mirror reflection?
Yeah, I'm also very short and have Lieutenant Surge hair.
Horny.
I think you are a lot like this guy, Ben, and you're about to find out why.
That's how I introduce myself, the video director. There's a lot of eye work in this episode. They say eyes are the windows of the soul.
He's just going wild in here.
All right, I don't like this guy anymore.
What do you feel about the webbed hands, Ben?
That was a good joke.
I don't get it. I don't think that. Oh, great. I never noticed that. Doesn't look like she has a bad head.
Well, anyway, look at him.
Oh no, that's the smile of a creep.
Oh.
See, Ben, she's most of the time
great.
She's just in that
My
pool.
Audio's disassociated.
Now, would it help if I told you that this mermaid was into cuckolding?
Can you guys hear me?
It wouldn't hurt.
Okay. This horny man just wants them to answer these questions. Do you think he's supposed to represent us, the viewers?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, okay. Audio's dropped. I'll clap when I...
Oh no.
Well, this everybody, is, like, this is a secret podcast.
Why is this guy
You'll
so tiny?
Hear I got kicked off my internet.
Hmm.
Something I can do.
So here's my thing with this show.
Ben and Alan are going to have to cover on this one.
In like a vacuum where people weren't like jerking it to it, I'd be okay with it.
I don't like thinking about people doing that. I just like watching it and eating my lunch. Every Tuesday, I eat lunch and watch the show.
That's upsetting.
Would it help you to know that I had a bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich?
Oh, did that have avocado?
Oh,
on it?
Boy.
No, it did not have avocado, but I did have sriracha mayonnaise.
Okay, I was going to say if there was like a good mayo on it, because that really can make a BLT shine.
I think Russ's internet got kicked off.
Yeah,
his mom
I know. I was like going to not say that. I was just going to keep talking to cover it, but...
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell Russ to keep talking since he's still recording.
Okay.
He can just say some random things while we're talking.
I'm sure that'll be great, us talking over each other.
Okay, looks like I might be able to reach.
It'll probably be pretty good.
You know what? Nothing can make this worse.
That's true.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, this is a good character. Look at that sweater. That's a cute sweater.
Oh, no. She keeps her skin in a bag.
Don't you?
No, I eat it like a self-respecting human.
So wait. Do you mean you just like eat dust? Because isn't like dust mostly just like skin?
Wait, dust is mostly skin, but skin isn't mostly dust.
Oh man, this guy's wild about skin. Remember that one episode of Malcolm in the Middle where it was, I think it wasn't Francis, it was the other kid. He got, like, a big sunburn all over all of his body, and then he peeled it all off at once.
Yeah. You know, can we just keep talking about Malcolm in the Middle?
Hey, Ben, sometimes life is unfair.
Oh, my favorite character was Malcolm.
My favorite character was Dewey.
I liked the part in it where they were dysfunctional, and Lois, the mom, was like, I'm gonna get you, Malcolm, one of these days.
Well, it looks like we're recording the episode, the rest of the episode.
I like the part
me.
Where Malcolm watched Monster Girl anime.
10 million bazillion yen is in a real number.
I don't know what the value of the yen is anymore, so I don't know how much that is.
I think that's 20 bucks.
Ah, okay. This guy's so fucking horny.
Oh, no. Oh,
she's going to lay the egg.
Oh, I'm going to close it. I'm closing this.
No, you can do this.
In 7th grade, I watched a video of a live birth, and I passed out.
I almost did. But I stuck through it. But listen, egg laying's different. There's no, like, placenta or anything gross. I mean, it's gross, but...
Oh, I'm really not happy.
Look, egg laying is natural... is part of nature.
But it's not supposed to be sexual.
I don't know. Have you ever played a Mario game? Have you ever seen Birdo? I get aroused whenever those eggs hit me in the face.
That's different. Birdo's not wearing panties.
I guess you're right. Look, think of it this way. Okay, you know your favorite Muppet, Gonzo? He's into chickens. So, think of it like that.
You're going to have to carry this one solo. I got nothing to say.
I don't really know what to say either. This is a beautiful scene. Well, let me see what my notes said about this.
Oh, here, don't. Oh, I didn't actually take notes. I took some notes here. Oh,
okay.
It says, leave all my belongings to be split up equally amongst all of my brothers and sisters, and that life is a cruel joke, and I won't be missed.
Sorry, Ben. Now, 3 million yen is the price of a harpy egg. Oh, the slime was reading his mind the entire time. And see there, Ben, it introduced an element of supernatural horror.
Yeah, that is what did it. I hope they murder him.
So, why is she wielding her tail as a weapon?
Doesn't
Especially
she,
since that's the most sexual...
Does she have poison?
No, she's a constrictor.
Oh. Of course.
Oh, what if he's like Danny DeVito offering people eggs? Remember like the show? Like the meme?
Can you guys add me to the group?
That's good.
How about that, Ben? That was pretty good.
Yeah, that looks like some Yu Yu Hakusho shit, and that made me happy for a split second.
Look at that. He's got an egg crack. That's egg on his face.
Huh. That's a good one, Alan.
That was a good one. Yeah. Ah. Now...
Everybody, I'm back. That was bad.
Were you recording this entire time?
Yeah, I have been recording this entire time.
Good, good, good.
You didn't get to hear my hot take on this whole thing, which is...
Ben has been wanting to die this entire time, and I've been trying to steer him towards the light.
This is the worst thing I've ever watched in my life, hands down, 100%.
What are you talking about? This is good shit.
Ben, this is pretty good. Have you ever watched Dog and Scissors?
What?
It's a good question. We're gonna have a new.
And okay, hold on. I've got a real question about that one thing that just happened. Why was the egg represented by a hermit crab gashapon? Why?
I don't know.
What does that mean, Russ?
I don't know. I kind of missed it all. A little inside baseball. Apparently, our microwave is so old that it's emitting microwaves that inhibit our Wi-Fi signal. So.
Oh, that's very true. Did you know that the resonant frequency that it's like 2.4 gigahertz or something like that is your microwave? That's more or less the same as your Wi-Fi.
So I missed this whole story. I bet it was beautiful.
Well, listen, I can explain microwave science now.
Yeah. Please talk about anything else.
Well, you see, they operate on. Never mind. I want to see this.
So Ben, Ben. You're kind of an internet celeb, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on, Ben. Oh. You're about to meet the best character. There we go.
Oh, no. You feel this? Are you ready for this?
You feel...
She's huge. She's rude. And she's got an attitude, and she's bigger and better than ever. At least I didn't miss this.
Of course not.
It's just like Kakyoin using Hierophant Green against the tower. What's the name? Gray Tower? What's the name of that stand again?
Yeah, Tower. No, yeah, it was Tower of Gray.
Tower of Gray, not Gray Tower. Oh, boy.
Oof.
Oh, do you get a taste of that?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Now you might like this song, Ben.
Yeah, it's good shit.
It sounds like All American Rejects.
But better.
Kind of does, but better.
But they're technically the same voice actresses as a shapeshifter, a minion, a ogre, a Shrek, as some would call it, and a zombie.
Wait, yes. Why are
so
they,
there's the minion.
Why are these here?
Because they're...
They're Monster Girl cops.
They're the cops. They're the... But they're not... They're kind of the... I've explained this before. They're the Serpico of this world, because they're keeping the police in fucking check.
Is that implying that they're going to get shot in the face at some
internal
point?
Internal affairs. Hopefully not. I bet they could take a good gunshot to the face. Or the zombie girl. Well, no, the zombie girl
definitely would, could.
I don't know. I think the zombie think girl so. Is kind of like a sexy version of the Regenerator from Resident Evil 4.
That you just said sexy Regenerator from Resident Evil 4. That's redundant.
Oh, good point. See, they spend night and day protecting us against from our own government. That's what Trump is bringing. Oh, wait, we don't like Trump off the show. I cannot remember if we hate Trump or like Trump. I think right now he's a racist against Monster Girls in the canon of our show. The kayfabe.
Yeah, trying to build that big wall.
If he wants to ban Monster Girls, I'm voting for him.
No, you wouldn't.
Now, hold on. Look at these pig men.
Oh, shit. This is a good episode. I'm excited for this.
See, this looks good. This looks way better.
You want guns.
Yeah.
You want violence instead of erotic violence.
Well, I want both, but Arachne's going to be
look at all these different types of spiders. Good shit.
Oh, boy. That was a great episode, man. Too bad I missed most of it because of a fucking microwave. Banning microwaves for the rest of time on this show.
Damn.
Damn.
You're just going to have to cook things by hand.
Yeah.
So, Russ, do you want to answer some fan questions here?
Oh, of course.
So, let's see here. What do we have? Okay, so Gabe asked, would you make a wallet out of your Snake GF? Would that be possible? How would they react?
Hey, Gabe, would you like me to fucking take a shit, like draw porn of me shitting on one of your favorite crystal gems from Steven Universe? That's what you're doing here. You're attacking the
best
I love.
Don't you dare compare this show to Steven Universe.
T-Pain loves this show, Ben.
It's better than Steven Universe. Ostensibly.
Fuck you. I know you're joking, but I still am mad.
Listen,
T-Pain's a big fan of the show.
Yeah, who the fuck? Pearl? Like,
he said the centaur's thick.
You know who's thicker? Fucking Mia the Lamia.
Mm-hmm. She's got like 20 feet of body.
If you put like a fucking snake tail on Pearl, you might start talking. But
now hold on, Amethyst could like shapeshift into one of them.
Amethyst,
into, like a snake.
Yeah, Amethyst could turn into like a slime.
Why doesn't she though?
Amethyst is already good.
Because she has
Lapis is
standards.
A bit of a slime girl already. So
kind of think about that. Yeah.
Oh boy. So fuck
you.
But
he
Gabe.
Did clarify he meant like their shed skin, but I don't think you can make shed skin into a wallet.
Wait.
I would make it into a rope.
Oh, okay.
So you just get one big long piece. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you could probably make a new wallet, maybe like one of those shitty Tyvek wallets.
Can I ask something?
Something
I just
like
thought
that?
About this. Did we ever make a snake eater joke about eating Mia's pussy?
No. But we should have.
Anyway.
Fuck.
I'd be the big boss because I'm a snake eater. A snake pussy eater.
I'd be the fear.
I thought you were going to be the Fury because you went to space and you saw a vision of the world engulfed in Monster Girls.
Do you think you kind of the Beauty and the Beast squad's kind of Monster Girls already? If you think about it,
I mean the fear
already.
Spits bees out, and I feel like I could see one
That's
of them
the pain.
Do. Or yeah, I could feel like he could,
the pain's basically a monster.
I can't even talk because this show just made me so upset. I can't even make jokes.
Now, Ben, would it make you happy to know that in a future episode, Mia dresses up as Snake from Metal Gear Solid?
Yes.
And gets in a cardboard box and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd make me feel a little better.
Speaking of feeling a little better,
what happens?
Our friend, friend of the show, even though I just met him about when he tweeted us a second ago, Bugdata asks, what's everyone's favorite Monster Girl? That's my question.
Bugdata.
Mia the Lamia. Bug
please
data?
Don't listen to this. If you're listening to this, stop.
No, please do.
Ben, who Talk. Is it? Who is it? Who is it?
Who's
is
your
it?
Favorite, Ben?
Who's
Come
your
on.
Favorite?
Tell us.
Who's my favorite?
Yeah, who's
okay.
your favorite?
Huh? All right, I'll answer. I didn't see a lot of the show. I didn't get to really meet many of them aside
so,
from Snake
Mia,
and...
Mia the Lamia.
Which, what's that mean?
She's a snake girl.
The snake one.
No, I don't like her. I like the centaur.
Okay.
Ugh, that's our least favorite one, because horses are gross.
You're the number one Centauria fan, I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
You're the number one, and you gotta buy a statue, a t-shirt, and wear it around now. Mm-hmm. That's you now. That's on your head.
Go ahead, make your merch. Put me on it. Put my face on it.
Now the thing is, she's about probably the same height as you, Ben. So I think this is a match made in heaven.
You can kiss each other, and then you can ride her horseback.
The primary thing I look for in a partner is being able to like ride around in a giant field.
And how much they love oats.
I know how much you love oats and Halls.
I steel cut my own oats, and I've got to, you know, have someone with
what's
me.
The Halls?
Imagine going to the Jamba Juice, but they're getting some steel cut oats.
What's the Halls and Oats song again? I forgot.
What, Private Eyes?
Why did you even say that then?
Well, because I like making timely references that the kids love.
Timely references to Hall and Oats.
You're the motherfucking Billy Joel asshole. He's the real monster.
Hey Russ, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
I hate this.
Hey, look, we all have a mask. Call the stranger.
Can you just I keep trying to jump off a bridge, but Billy keeps saving me, so I can't.
Fuck it. Hey, wait for your second wind.
I hate this.
You're only human.
Okay, if I do the do, oh, friend of the show Adam Sokovia, aka at TCC180, asks, if I do the do with a monster girl monster, will our kids be 1/4 monster? Granted, they're already 100% abomination. No, because they're full monster girl. They're not monsters. Mm-hmm, they're monster girl.
Well, that it's also revealed that specifically Lamias and I believe Harpies are all female race that only reproduce by with other human beings.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And I think Centaur isn't Centaurs. I think are similar, right?
No, they have male equivalents, but I think
they do. But isn't it revealed that Centauri is actually half human?
Yes.
Later on, yes.
Yes.
And slimes.
So there's still hope for you, Ben. Don't worry.
Great.
For you and Centauria. You know what?
Except you'd have a centaur kid, and I don't know how raising a centaur kid works.
She's a great...
I don't know how buying shoes for them.
She's a great personality.
Wait, hold on. I have a question.
What?
If a centaur and a human have a baby, is the horse a quarter horse? Or is the baby a quarter horse?
Yes.
No, it's half centaur.
Right, what does that mean?
Half centaur.
That's a quarter of a...
Like, horizontally split?
Well, maybe. Is that what a satyr is?
They get one horse leg.
Wait, so satyrs are the products of people fucking centaurs?
Oh.
I didn't hear the joke.
What is it?
My mom, what is it? What does it feel like to kiss a girlfriend?
What does it feel like to have a horse leg?
What does it feel to be like? What does it feel like to be in love with a horse? I know what it feels like to be in love with a snake girl. Mia the Lamia.
If you've somehow listened to this point and know me in real life, please forgive me.
Forgive me from what? This is great content. Great show. I really enjoy it.
Okay, so Rory asks, how do monster girls react to stuff like actual cows and snakes? Do they even exist? This is true. First of all, we saw that snake pop his head in the door.
Mm-hmm. But that was a metaphor.
Was it though?
I don't think real animals exist in this world.
No, they do.
They definitely
do. It's not a Pokemon situation. I think they go to a zoo and they hang out with chickens and shit.
They do. No, they go to the farm. Remember?
Oh yeah, the farm. Sorry.
They meet real cows at the farm, and they also meet a minotaur girl who's half cow.
Yeah, and then
and they need to milk her too.
Yeah, they need to milk her boobs.
So they do exist within this world. I don't know if they own any pets though, so that's something else. And aren't they walking? Don't they go shopping at one thing? And like people are like trying to hide fish that's like hanging up in the window of the store so they don't offend the mermaid and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a thing. Also, in that one scene, like. Commercial transition slide, Poppy was eating what looked like fried chicken out of a bucket. So,
or maybe a rotisserie chicken. I don't know.
I don't know. It was some kind of. It was some sort of poultry.
It's probably something really sexy though.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, all poultry is sexy in me.
Innately, yeah, of course.
Because I'm Gonzo.
A hentai.
Well, no, because I'm Gonzo from the Muppets.
Oh yeah, that's true. You're very Gonzo. What's my Gonzo impression again? Hey, it's me, Gonzo. Gonzo the alien.
Whoa. That kind of sounds like Dr. Teeth.
Hey. Okay. No, Dr. Teeth has more of like a lilt, like, hey, brother, it's me, Dr. Teeth, also Revolver Ocelot.
Fuck. Now what monster girl do you think Revolver Ocelot would be into?
Oh, boy.
Ben?
Something he can slam a silver bullet into a greasy chamber, so...
I don't want to answer anymore.
You're the biggest Ocelot man I know. Well,
I am. He's my favorite character. That's why I don't want to answer.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't want to defame him. Probably the slime one.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. She looks like she can shapeshift and he's like into espionage.
Yeah, I can get down with that. That makes a lot of sense.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only monster that he hates is society. Think about that. Or the war economy. Mm-hmm.
Now, which monster girl do you think best exemplifies the ideals of the Wild West?
The I guess horse Centauria, one, obviously.
The horse one, yeah. Okay, so fine. So oh, yeah, because she lives and dies. She lives and dies for things she believes in. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is outer heaven.
Yeah, monster girls are outer heaven. Think about it. Mm-hmm. They're in heaven and outer haven. It's with the diamond dogs. Yes. Think about it. Sounds a big boss. Military song.
Why isn't there a dog girl yet?
Monster Girl sounds from Tears. Anyway,
this is good jokes.
We're really excited about MGS5, if you can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we're excited to end the show because it's over. Goodbye.
Well, what's plugs? The thing you say at the end of each episode?
Yeah, well, we gotta do some plugs.
Oh, yeah, what's a plug?
Yeah.
Ben, plug your Twitter.
Are you asking me to plug you. Things?
Yeah.
Plug something.
I can't tell. Because I feel dead inside, and so I don't comprehend human language.
Well, now you can start. Oh. Now you can start producing web content.
You can plug the hole in your soul.
If
now.
You hate the show as much as I do, follow me on Twitter at PacThenPac. If you
are you trying to lose followers?
If you do like it, stop following me.
That's good.
Piss Goblin on Twitter
at Action Allen on Twitter.
And yeah, this has been Every Week Cast with Monster Girls. Every week is a delight with the Monster Girls.
I hate this.
Every week is a delight with
the Monster Girl.
This has been the worst experience of my life.
Every day is a delight with the Monster Girl.
Say it, Ben.
Every day is great at your Juness.
Whatever.
Fuck, that's good enough.